How we doing? Jeff? How you doing? Doing good. I have more than a few sleeves under here. Go ahead and shoot. They're rookies. They got a long way to go. Made a lot of mistakes. And that's what you expect them to do at this point in time. But, you know, there's enough to look at out there and have some, there's some promise out there, and we'll get better. And I'm sure we'll make some more mistakes tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon. But, you know, they're trying, they're working hard, and they got a long way to go, though. they're in the same meetings that the veterans are in, and we're putting, you know, whatever goes in, they're subjected to. They might not get to run at all in practice, certainly, you know, because at this point in time, we're not going to run a bad practice because, you know, we're trying to do too much with guys that don't know what to do yet. But no, they're getting fed the same stuff that the veteran players are getting fed, and you know, whatever they can retain, whatever they can do and do well, then we're going to let them do. Well, yeah, he and Chris, they've put in a lot of time. I mean, both of them since they've been here, and since the last mini camp, they've done a lot of, you know, watched a lot of film. They've had some of their own film to watch and understand the critiques that we made of them last time. And, you know, we showed some of that this morning to the players, some of the things that we did poorly, including both quarterbacks. And both of them showed progress from things that we didn't do very well in April, which was encouraging. So they continue to work hard and get better, and that's what you would expect of both of them right now. Both of them are, they're more familiar with the offense, first of all. They're more familiar with the little intricacies of each play that they're in there for. Neither one of them has any issues in the huddle, so that's a good thing. It's a very positive thing right now. I know that sounds like a little thing, but with what we're doing in our system and only having had three practices, to be able to go out there and get in the huddle, get out of the huddle, and run the play and execute it the right way, you know, that's a positive. Weren't nearly as many balls on the ground today as there were in April, which was a good thing. We were more accurate. The receivers caught the ball fairly well today, and we got open. And we knew what to do, you know, and that's another thing. So each practice, I would expect that gets better offensively, and those two, like I said, showed progress in that area. Oh, certainly not for a while. They got, again, both of them are still, this is the fourth practice that they've had in our system, so it won't be until we haven't done any work in the red area. We haven't done any work in, you know, third down or 2-minute or blitz. We got a lot of work, a lot of evaluations to go through at this point before we get, you know, comfortable saying that, okay, Kyle or Chris is going to go ahead and take more than the other right now. So they're each getting equal reps. Each of them are going with the ones and the twos right now, and we're going to continue to evaluate them until it's clear that we know, you know, we should make a call.
What exactly do you mean by that? What exactly do you mean by that? Plays outright?
It's his huddle. It's his huddle, and until he makes it his huddle, by his presence and the way that he handles the other players, the tempo that he demands from his teammates when he's in there. I mean, we're not walking to the line of scrimmage. You know, we're running to the line of scrimmage. We're going to make sure that we're lined up correctly, run the cadence the proper way, identify the defense the right way. There's a lot of things that the quarterback in this system is going to do for the ball snap. And if we can get a guy that can perform before the ball snapped, and make sure that there's no pre-snap errors, he's halfway there. And then he's got to do a lot of things after the ball snap. But until they, you know, can do all those other little things without making any errors, it's hard to say that one of them is going to be consistent, you know, and perform consistently at a high level. So We're emphasizing everything right now, and the huddle is a big part of it, and the way that they run the huddle. I'm very descriptive with that. So is Coach McCoy. I'll say the cadence in the team meeting rooms, you know, the way I want it said, and they listen, and they're going to say it back to me. It's kind of elementary, but until they're both saying it, or all three of them are saying it exactly the same way, you know, one lineman's jumping because he's used to this guy's cadence. We can't have that. So they got to sound identical. They got to sound the same, and that's what we're after. And that's why, you know, we do some of the things we do.
Josh, you already had one mini camp this year with the Bears. Has it been any more difficult transition for him because, you know, he had a system a month ago with a different team and going to your system?
No. I mean, no. He's done well. He threw himself into the playbook. I don't know what time he's leaving here, but I know it's not early. Same thing with Chris. Both of them are, you know, in meeting with myself and or Coach McCoy early in the morning most days. And right now I feel very comfortable with where they're at in their learning curve. They both know the system pretty well right now. You know, there's still certain things we haven't, given to them. You know, we haven't been into the red zone yet. We've only done 2 minute one time, you know, so there's a lot of things that we got to get better at. But right now, both of them have learned a lot in the time that they've been here and made very good progress. And we got 19 more practices to go, so they should make a lot more progress before we're done in June. Today? Robert, you're going to see Robert with his hand on the ground playing as an end, and you're going to see Robert standing up as some type of a linebacker. So he did both today. He'll do both tomorrow. He knows those are some of the things he's going to do. But he was both today. He was up and down. So and that's very consistent with a lot of the other players at those positions. You know, we talked about Darrell Reed and Elvis and Jarvis and those guys. So right now they're all kind of in the same boat. And there's a lot of different packages that we have that utilize them in different ways, and he's one of the many.
So for those guys,
Wayne and Wink, you mean the two coaches? They're gonna spend some time with Coach Donnelly, and most of the time they're gonna be with Coach Martindale. And when we need to split that up, we do. We have some players that do that, you know, offensive and deep, like Spencer Larson. You know, we got to find times for Spencer to learn some things on offense, learn some things on defense. It's really no different. It's just the same side of the ball, and we organize the meeting time so that we can use it effectively for all those guys that do both.
Josh, do you have any starting spots nailed down on the D-line?
No. It's like I said, it's the first practice, and it's the hardest position to identify how we're doing, because I mean they're over there hitting barrels, and you know it looks really nice, you know, in practice today. But until we start to actually do something in August, that's going to be a difficult position for us to say, boy, you know, we got a solid front three that we feel really comfortable with. We've got a lot of big bodies in there, and a lot of guys are working at a lot of spots. And we're going to give them all an opportunity to win a job and play. So they all know that, and we're comfortable with where we're at in that regard. But look, we're not going to make a decision on that based on what they're doing in shorts.
Coming from a team that had three pretty darn good players, they're all number one draft choices and whatnot. Disconcerting to you at all? So many question marks at that particular.
I mean, we have some players there, like I said, that first of all, we're big and we're young, you know, and those are two good things. Coach Nunley's done a great job with young players in San Diego, and it's one of the reasons that we felt very comfortable bringing him here. We're not gonna snap our fingers and magically, you know, have three first round draft picks up there. But you know what? That's one team you're talking about out of 32 that has that. There's a lot of other teams that are successful that don't have that. So our goal is to try to coach them all and get them better and improve them and play good defense.
So speaking of Spencer Larson,
he's certainly gonna. The more you can do, the more you can do. And Spencer has enough ability and enough mental capacity to be able to handle a limited role offensively and a role defensively, and also help us in the kicking game. So. That doesn't just apply to Spencer. If there's another player or players on our football team that could do that, we'll welcome that, and that would improve someone's value as we take them to the game. Yeah, we did our research, and we spoke with both players before we even did anything, and again, they know our message here. And we also feel like that stuff is in the past for them, and they've made that very clear. We've made it very clear that nothing's going to be tolerated on our end. So they're here. Both of them are good kids, and we're in the meetings last night and this morning. So we're looking forward to seeing what they do. But we understand what the past was. We feel like they've moved on, and we'll see how it goes from here. Say it again. We've gone through that before. I mean, we've done it all in the past, and we did it again before we brought him in last Sunday night. So, they've spoken to us about it. We've asked them questions. We've researched it. We know what the incidents were, and we feel like it's past them, and we're gonna expect them, to be what we want them to be. Yeah, he's fast. Different type of players, played in different type of systems a little bit. Tony may be more of a perimeter guy. Alfonso has played inside and outside, which is good. Alfonso's a little bigger, 195 pounds, and Tony's under 180 right now. So, you have to deal with the difference in the weight and the strength. So, little different type of player, but I understand what you're saying. They've both been productive. They both played at big schools, and they've both showed well for themselves, and they're both swimming right now. So we'll see how they do. Good to go? Okay, thank you.